You are listening to the Women in Wellness Career Summit, a program to help you create gorgeous growth for your blissful business in health and wellness. I'm Dr. Gabby, holistic health expert and founder of Women in Wellness Career Training, a one-of-a-kind course and community designed to empower and inform you about how to build a purposeful and profitable holistic business. I'm so excited to share today's interview with you. It's full of so much information and insight for anyone who's working really hard to make a positive impact in the world. I brought some guests on the program who I just know you're going to love. For today's interview, I've invited Anna Pereira and Sherry Elise, co-founders of The Wellness Universe. Anna's a jewelry designer and inspirational entrepreneur who has cultivated a Facebook page full of supportive, empowering, motivating quotes with over 800,000 fans. Sherry is an author, vlogger, blogger, and speaker. She creates inspirational videos called Sharing with Sherry and published a book called The Little Book of Soul Hugs. She also has a strong social media following with more than 90,000 Facebook fans. Welcome, Anna and Sherry. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate the honor of being here with you.
I reached out to you guys specifically because I love the Wellness Universe and I am a member, and it feels so juicy to be part of that community. The communication among the members is so positive and supportive, and I'm wondering if you could tell me why you started this Wellness Universe.
Okay, well, it's a long story, but I'll try to make it as brief as possible. Well, essentially, as I went along and had created a jewelry line and my Facebook fan page, I started letting out of the bag who I really am and started being more motivational and inspirational through my page, and my content on my page reflected who I am. And through that, I got to know a massive community of people who are doing the same thing with their Facebook fan pages, either being inspirational or motivational, or they actually have a business built around it and they're using their Facebook fan page to do that. As we found more and more challenges come up, the bigger and bigger Facebook is growing, I said, oh no, we need to find our own community and we need to really chisel out our own space, which requires a technology platform being built, which also requires a whole community coming together on a separate platform. So essentially, while I was thinking about this and mulling it all over and thinking about all the challenges these health and wellness experts, which they are experts, they just sometimes don't really know it yet, need to come together. And I asked Sherry to come along with me for this ride, this wild, wacky, fun, exciting ride, and come with me and let's create the Wellness Universe where everybody's going to gather and bring their light and shine it to the world.
Sherry, why did you say yes?
That's an interesting story as well. I have spent the majority of my life trying to help people personally, you know, with my videos, with writing, and really trying to bring out the best in everybody. And it's been my mission. And along this journey, I have, you know, had some doors closed or just not open at all. And so I was just really at the point where I realized that I needed to step back and stop like trying to control how things showed up in my life and how, you know, it had to come in a perfect little package with a red bow. And so a week before Anna contacted me about this, I had literally just said, you know what, I'm just going to step back. And my intention is to help the world. My intention is to, you know, bring peace to people's lives, and that's it. And about a week later, Anna suggested this to me. Now, if it was a week before, I would have been like, technology and a platform, and no, like I'm an entertainer, I'm a performer, I'm a speaker, I do all this. And as soon as she asked me, I didn't even think. I go, yeah, okay, sure. Not knowing what I was getting into, but as I've come along, what I realized is that I was doing so much on my own, and I am making an impact, but I realized that as a team and as a community, we can do so much more. And so for me, it's just a way to be able to continue what I plan on doing, but in a massive, massive way.
I think that's like a super important point, this idea of team. And I watched another interview that you guys did, and you talked about the difference between collaboration and competition. And I think that's a mindset shift that we have to make. I know a lot of my students, they're super intimidated by the people that are already out there publishing the books and having thousands of Facebook fans, and it feels like there's not enough to go around. And I'm wondering, how do you create that sense of collaboration and cooperation?
Well, first, that is such like, oh my gosh. Gabby, if you were told you had a certain diagnosis from a doctor, God forbid, but wouldn't you want another doctor to get a second opinion and a third opinion and a fourth opinion? Sure. Now imagine if they weren't around. I mean, that would be the worst case scenario, right? And so essentially the people, it's their own stepping into their own light and their own level of confidence they have to have within themselves. And what we try to do is foster and nurture them being unique, them having a very special gift only given to them by the divine. The universe will always expand for everyone's gift to fit under the tree, to shine their light. There's enough. There's more than enough. And let's say you cannot handle the people that need the help. There are more people that need help in the world than there are helpers, period, end of story.
I tried. I tried doing it all. Yeah. And being everything to everybody, and you just can't. And doing, I do coaching as well. Sorry to interrupt you, Anna. No, I was saying I do coaching as well, and I realize that there's a lot of things that I don't know, but that another coach is really good at. And when you offer more to the world and show that there's more ends up coming back to you anyway. Yep. So by expanding and showing our members and the people that, you know, there's more than enough and there's abundance, and the more you network with each other, you're just going to end up having more anyway. So, you know, Anna's perfectly right when she said about that we each have this unique contribution to the world. And I'm going to do something different, even though it might be the same, but it's completely different in my own way. And everybody has that. And not everybody like goes to Anna's messages, like her and I, you know, as a team in the wellness universe, she presents something in some way and I can present the same information. And she's going to have some people that, you know, are really connected to her. And I have some people that are really connected to me and get me. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, I have a similar kind of perception that different people are going to resonate with different practitioners and different coaches and things like that. And, you know, that's why we have to have all these different people putting out their message and putting out their content. I'm wondering, most of the people that are listening, they have the passion, they have the inspiration, and then they hit the marketplace. It's a struggle, I think, for a lot of practitioners who are heart-centered to build the email list, write the content, earn the living, create the platform, all these things that you guys have managed to do really successfully. So do you have specific advice for heart-centered practitioners that are maybe confused, ambivalent, overwhelmed, resistant to the sales and marketing aspect of things?
Well, you know what, Gabby? I'm going to let Shari answer that because she actually has a lot of experience in that mindset and how to adopt becoming a business person, big scary word, business person within doing what you love. So Shari, I'll let you answer that.
Well, it's funny, Gabby, because as soon as you said that, I was like, it hits home because that's one of the reasons why, you know, in my former life, I was an actor, and really just being able to turn myself into a business was so challenging for me because I only see, you know, and being a speaker and all the things that I was doing, I kept seeing myself as just being a creator. And I didn't really understand the business aspect of it. And so it was super challenging for me to adapt that because I'm like, I'm not a business person. When I think of business, I think of like chart graphs and pie graphs and all this stuff. And my mind just goes kaput and it turns into, and I'm like, no, can't. And honestly, my advice personally, because it is not something that I was able to do on my own, is that I was able to team with somebody. And again, here is the thing about not doing it alone and being able to find someone. I was able to find Anna, who does know about networking and marketing and promoting, and being able to open myself up to it and learn. So sometimes you don't have to do it all on your own. And now as I've gone along, I've learned about it and I understand it. And it is just like anything else where you take one step and you focus on one thing, you learn a little bit about it and you do it each day. And you realize more than anything that if you take your head out of the fact that it's a business, and you really are just sharing what you love. And when you share what you love, people want to come to you. People want to do, you know what I mean? And so when you're building your email list, it's not about like, oh, I don't want to really bother people. It's more about, I have something I'm so excited to share with you, and I cannot wait to get it into your hands. And like, so it's kind of like that mind shift of really knowing what it is that you're doing and selling and giving and providing, and then just run with it.
Yeah. And I can add to that.
Yeah, I wanted to hear from you too.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that. Now there's the other side of it where people are so excited and so passionate that they don't think now about their client, that they don't think about, you know, that they're being overwhelming and it's like super self-promoting or like all in your face. And then you totally miss like, what are you really offering somebody? Because then there are people that are out there trying to like shake every tree. There's a balance there. So there are the people that are timid, people that don't see themselves as a business person, don't take the proper steps that need to be taken, like your email list, like promoting yourself in a way that it's done through your heart. So my advice is that really sit with yourself, figure out what your goals are, and listen to what your heart is telling you to do, and act in a way and in a manner in which you wish to be approached. Just like if you go into a store, you don't want to walk into a store, let's say, Gabby, you're shopping for something very specific, let's say a gown, okay? And you really know, okay, gown shopping is not something you do every day. So you really do need like help sometimes. You want somebody to approach you, like, can I help you? It doesn't mean somebody's like, you know, all up in your face, like, can I help you, can I help you, can I help you?
But like
you
want perfume ladies that attack you with all the perfume bottles when you go into Macy's.
Oh my God, come here, let me put this dress on you. Come over here, let me do this for you.
There's a way to do it. There's a way to manage it. And that's what I think people need to get comfortable with when they're, you know, getting into the business of wellness.
Yeah, I have the sense that you've been an entrepreneur for a long time. Like you were doing the jewelry and it seems almost intuitive to you how to manage the strategy and the practice and stuff. Do you have any like tips for the very newbies, like the beginners? Would you suggest they get a business coach? Would you suggest they, you know,
I suggest that they join the Wellness Universe, which is www.thewellnessuniverse.com, and they get a lot of information.
But tell me
there.
Why. So what do you think is, what would help them if they joined the Wellness Universe?
Well, first of all, we already weeded through and sifted through what's real information and what's fake information. Because Gabby, you and I know, since we're internet savvy people, and Sherry, of course, there's a lot of stuff out there that people push as a marketing tactic or plan or strategy to get rich or make money. But it's actually just a technique based on what's hot at the moment. And it's not a real solution to be successful. What Sherry and I teach and what we bring people like you to the forefront and teach real tactical measures that you can implement to be successful. Like Lisa Menini, she teaches on your hardwiring. So it's not only how you know how successful you are in your hardwiring, but how when you interact with a potential client, their hardwiring, and how to communicate with that person. So this is real strategic, tactical, you know, put into place strategies, not just get rich quick type of thing. So when you're in the Wellness Universe, we really say we base everything on integrity, we're transparent about everything, and we really try to put the tools in people's hands that really do further the person and self-growth, not just how to manage a sale and then you get rich off of that sale. And then what do you do for the rest of the year, for instance? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sherry.
You know, and what's beautiful in our community is that if you are a newbie, which we have so many, is that there literally are tips every day, ways to like, how do you start? How do you start a newsletter? How do you start an email? And like Anna said, we provide for you the experts that do it. So there's really like this massive amount of information that goes for anybody on all different levels, because our intention is to nurture every single person that has a desire to change the world. We believe that you should be making a living off of what you're doing, because then you're able to give the best of who you are, because you already have the resources and everything you need to thrive. And so we feel like it's in our best interest at the Wellness Institute to nurture and to get you to be at your top level so that then you can give that to the world. So we want them. We want everyone that's looking to change the world.
You got my vote, Sherry.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And that kind of community can really support and foster that growth so that they can have the tips and tools they need. I've noticed, I don't know if it's just recently, I feel like in the last year or so, there's been an explosion of these online programs. Make six figures. Like, I feel like there's a... It's just
right. That's what we're, that's exactly what I was talking about, Gabby. Those are the things that all over Twitter, all over Facebook, all over everywhere. It's even Pinterest. It's everywhere. It's these get rich quick tactics. If you didn't get on the time that the person who manufactured those made those, everybody has a course now. Everybody has this. Everybody has that. And it's so like it's such an intangible thing. You don't know when that wave is going to crash. You need to learn the real skills, like going to college and going to school. Wellness Universe gives you real skill sets, real tips, real things that you need to do. Like, yes, build your email list. Don't worry about how many fans you have on your Facebook page. It's the actual engagement. It's the connecting with those fans. Who's really a client? Are they really going to be a client of yours? The real things. Get out there. Shake a hand. Get out there and meet your real community, because those are going to be your clients in real life, too. So these are the things that really are what matters in real life success, not the get rich quick type of stuff.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, and the most important thing, like when you're mentioning these, you know, get rich, all this kind of stuff, it's all about their system and the way that they do it. And what we really encourage is for every single business owner and entrepreneur is to be who they are, is to be themselves, and then take these tips and tools, you know, and use them, but still be who they are. Not like turn into this kind of salesperson or do this, and you have to, you know, it's more about adapting these tips, but in the way that they know how, in a way that feels good for them, that they're still authentic in who they are.
Mm-hmm. Right. And one of my experiences, like you mentioned, getting out there, right? Getting out there, being authentic, being transparent, shaking a hand. It seems that some people are kind of using the internet as to hide, right? It's like safe to just be at home and you know, posting on social media and not really getting out. I mean, all of my, as I started my practice, I started as a massage therapist 20 years ago. That was like a face-to-face thing. I needed to be with people. And I feel like that helped me get over that fear of being with people. Do you think that it's equally important to be in the real world as it is to be online?
Equally important. It's more than important, because this is what's creating this rift, this separation, because everybody's like, oh, I like that and I want that. And I like the feeling I get of thinking of doing that. But when I actually go to do it, do I actually have the confidence and the skill set to do it? And being in person is really what it is. Not everything's going to be transacted over a PayPal account. Not everything's going to be transacted over a screen. It's just not. Human-to-human contact is really what we're going to be craving for in the next few years. You wait and see. There's going to be a shift. There's going to be a turnaround. It's wonderful to join like online stuff and everything else, but the face-to-face and real-person contact is what we're all here for. We're born. We're put on this earth because two people came together, and you know, you need people to come together, and that's ultimately what we're creating is also events and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, bringing people together in the community, virtual community of the same frame of mind, the co-creators, the collaborators, the community, and then also getting them out there, you know, because you're forming them together. It's almost like, you know, recruiting people. Like back in the day, you go into the classifieds and you apply to something and you become part of something. You meet up somewhere, you become part of something. Now we can do that online, but then you got to take it back out again. You got to be out and meet the people and shake a hand, give a hug.
I think we've forgotten what it's like to connect with people. Like, because we're so used to being on the computer, Anna and I just recently went on a cruise for a speaking summit, and we were able to meet other Wellness Universe members in person. And it was, you forget how good it feels to really connect with people. And we formed such deeper connection than what we were doing online. And I think if people, they need to make that a priority in their business, is that it's great to make those initial connections online, but you have to get out into the world and you have to look at people in the eyes. And that's where your real growth of your business is going to be, because people are really, when they see you face to face, they're going to stand behind you, they're going to support you, and they're going to shout you out from the rooftops.
Yeah. And not only that, Gabby, just to add to that, for example, I used to do craft shows when I did have, like, you know, you hit it on the head. I do have a lineage of entrepreneurship in my blood. When I did craft shows, I mean, I can make four figures very easily in doing a craft show. If I had my t-shirts in my Etsy shop, I'm lucky if I sold one a week. You know, it's a huge difference also to your pocket. In your actual monetary success, doing something live and being out there and forming your clients face to face or doing it online. I mean, I can't tell you how many people do, you know, Reiki as distance Reiki, but ask them how many clients they have doing distance Reiki. If they just set up shop at a local like crystal place or some sort of metaphysical place on the weekend or got their own like little place and put more energy into doing something like live, they probably would get more clientele, but it's a bigger risk. That's the problem. That's what scares people. They don't want to put the money risk into, you know, the office space or something like that. But you can go weeks without getting a client for a distance Reiki session. But that's where the Wellness Universe and the community comes in. We help expand on the promotion of people's messages.
And that's what's great. I mean, online is great because that's how you're going to initially meet people from everywhere. And that's how we've built our community. But what we're trying to do within the community is to say, okay, now that we're all here, let's make a plan to go out there and do the work and let's do events and let's get in front of people.
Yay.
And
so
definitely bring the two together. Yes.
I want to come. Can I come?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm glad you're coming to Miami.
Yes.
You just volunteered yourself.
I'm volunteering.
All right.
I've heard both of you say that the Wellness Universe is part of a larger vision. Can you share some of that vision in terms of, you know, how this is going to grow and change?
Sure.
I just did that to you. Well, I don't know how much you want to speak about. I mean, basically, it's huge. It's huge. Right now, what everybody sees when they go there is a directory of all of the experts. And you'll see the blogs of people's material and everything that's out there. And then if you're a member, you have the private community forum, which is where we all get to connect. What we're building next is going to be its own platform, interactive. So the public comes in and they're accessible to every single person, every one of our experts that they're able to communicate with, make appointments with, talk. It's going to be a full-blown platform where you have live streaming. It'll be a publishing. It'll be media. It's going to be everything good, everything positive. We have huge plans, Anna. Just go. There's so much excitement with it.
It's going to be a lifestyle, essentially. It's going to be a lifestyle. Like we said, the live events, if you can imagine you know, events taking place in cities across the world, you know, simultaneously because they're all fostered by community members and it's not like we're putting them on. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're familiar with Etsy, for instance. Mm-hmm. Like so you are familiar. So yeah. Crafters get together and they form their own renegade craft shows, you know, they meet up on Etsy. Etsy's not getting a piece of the action with that, you know, but it's getting society, getting people back to where we are. Cause that's ultimately our goal. We need to get back to a place in a space that's going to bring about peace on this planet and bringing people together, getting everyone to understand, bringing all the people who do believe in the same thing to amplify that is really how we're going to get there.
That sounds really exciting.
I mean, we're honestly just trying to lead a bunch of leaders. That's really what it is, to go out there and give their best, do their best, and help as many people as we can. And in any way that we can spread that and do that, that's the intention of the Wellness Universe, to be everywhere.
And how would
we want it, the go-to resource.
How would you define leadership or being a leader? Like, what does that mean for you?
A mom is a leader. Anybody could be a mom, right? You know, anybody could be a mom. Even a guy could be a mom. It's just, you have to believe in what you're saying, believe in what you're doing. And that's it. Really.
For me, leadership is someone who steps up and takes action. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't just talk about it, is somebody that puts themselves out there on the front line and says, hey, this is what I believe in and I'm going to keep taking steps and doing it. Because it's great to be inspired, but until you actually take action, it doesn't mean anything. And so for me, our people are taking action. They have made a choice to speak up and speak out and do something to help change the world. That's a leader to me.
And how do you, for yourself personally, maintain the motivation and everything to be productive, right? Because there's days where you get up and you're like, I don't want to do this.
Right. We don't have those days, Gabby. I swear. I'm not even kidding. We can't stop. Honestly, this is the divine gift that we've been given. Thank God. I mean, Sherry probably can want me to reel it in sometimes.
Well, because we're the Wellness Universe, and I say we have to be well. We have to rest too. You know what I mean?
But even when she says that, she'll be like, oh my God, I was walking today. I was hiking today. And she's like making her voice notes. And she comes back and she gives me her voice notes. And she's like huffing and puffing. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought this was like, for yourself today. So even when we say we're going to take time for ourselves, I think we're just tricking ourselves.
But what we also do for each other is that we balance each other out, because we definitely have days where one of us is a little more low energy. And so the other one's there. But I think what keeps us going is our intention, is the motivation underneath this, is that we know how important this is and we believe in it so much. So how could we possibly, you know, not keep going?
Yeah.
That's really exciting. I think that for some people, they struggle with maintaining the action. It's easy to just go and watch another TED Talk or watch someone's vlog sometimes than it is to be in that action mode. So it's exciting and inspiring to see that you guys can maintain that forward movement with everything that you're doing.
I think you definitely have to be surrounded by people that do support you and encourage you, because like I said, in my former life, I was inspired a lot and talked a lot about what I wanted to do, but I didn't always take action. I mean, I did like pseudo, I got halfway successful, you know, but I fell into the trap of being like, okay, tomorrow, you know, and then I started spending more time and I watched those TED Talks and I watched the motivational speakers and I did get inspired, and more I did start taking action, and part of that was knowing that I had to, and then attracting to people in my life that would help me continue that, which is, you know, Anna and the Wellness Universe. So,
and Gabby, honestly, what Sherry just says is the proof is in the pudding right there, because when you're a solopreneur, which is what you're talking about, and I've experienced that too. I had like a social disorder when I was in my basement and I was a designer and I had my t-shirt line. I literally couldn't even speak to people. I would go out to the store because I'd be working all the time, be alone so much that I'd have like a panic attack going out into the store and having to be around people. But when you partner up and when you are with people of the same frame of mind, like we have the co-creation launch pad in our private community forum where people can buddy up and create their own events, their own get togethers, whatever. When you come together with another force, they say two is stronger than one and three is the best that you can have, right? To make something, to bring something to life. And this is kind of what it is that Sherry and I, this is going to be our story, really. It's two women, which is very unheard of, getting along in business and really becoming truly humongously successful. But we're trying to teach people through walking our talk in this, and it's important that people have to understand there is no competition between Sherry and I. We only bring stuff to the table to feed everybody else. That's what we do, and it's really important that people need to come together, and that's, I think, where you also feed off of each other's energy, so you don't, when you hit those lows, like I know to cheer Sherry up when she's in a crap mood, she does the same for me. You know, and it happens. We're human. Other stuff, our lives, our families, other stuff happens.
The holidays.
Happen. The holidays. Closing of houses on the 31st of December. Oh, for gosh sakes. Anyway, yeah, I was just telling Gabby about that, my dad closing on the 31st of December. I'm like, yeah, I'm removing myself from that situation. Yeah, and being healthy. And we pick our battles and we pick what makes us healthy and we pick what to focus on. And by having a partner, we know how to redirect each other's energy. And when you are a solopreneur, it is a lot harder to refocus your energy when you are going downhill or having a bad day, or to think of a new project or a new way or a new strategy or a new plan or a new roadmap. When you do have partners around you, or even people that you can trust, like your advisors or your mastermind, which is something that we're trying to also, again, instill in our community. Get a mastermind group going, four or five people. It's so important. You need to open up. You can't keep everything to yourself because everyone has something unique to offer.
Yay! We're going to have to wrap it up. I feel like that's a perfect place to end things because I totally agree with you. Everyone has something unique. And the more lights we have shining, the brighter the whole thing is going to be collectively. So thank you again for your awesome advice and wisdom and energy. And I hope that everyone checks out the Wellness Universe and all the amazing resources that you have available to them.
Thank you so much. And thank you for offering this to everybody.
Yay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We so appreciate you. So appreciate you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Women in Wellness Career Summit, a program to help you create gorgeous growth for your blissful business in health and wellness. A special thanks to our sponsor, the International Association of Wellness Professionals, which provides world-class education from the industry's most renowned experts in holistic health, natural medicine, wellness coaching, and entrepreneurship. If you liked this interview and you want to learn more about how to build a purposeful and profitable holistic business, you can sign up for Women in Wellness Career Training, a one-of-a-kind course and community designed to empower and inform you about how to use your health and wellness education as a springboard to success. Thanks for listening. I hope you indulge in each and every one of the speaker interviews because they have so much information and insight for anyone who is working really hard to make a positive impact in the world. If you've been hustling to grow and learning as you go, but you're overwhelmed by all the pieces of the puzzle and how to make it happen, we are here to support you. I would just love to move you to a place of wild success in your work and life. You can find me online at GabrielPolici.com, Gabrielle TV on Twitter, and Dr. Gabby Polici on Instagram. Bye for now.